come? What's the reason? The klal is the fi shein oinin omen the migdash. In the base of migdash, you don't answer omen. You don't say omen in the base of migdash. Tana Rabban went to the price like this. Minayin, how do we know this? Shein oinin omen the migdash. How do we know you don't say omen in the base of migdash? Shenem the pasuk says kumu ubarchu as Hashem lekechem min oilam v'yad oilam. That's what we say. So Rashi says shein oinin omen the migdash v'yein kam b'malahasik. Kumu ibarchu as Hashem lekechem in olam ad olam. The Sefer Ezra says, "Shekol bracha shem ibarchu mamigdash kachay mivarchim bracha Hashem lekayisrael in olam ve'ad olam." The Magen Avraham v'chenu makayim esim. As you don't answer Amen, but you say back rather is like this: that bracha as Hashem lekechem in olam ve'ad olam. Or minayin shekol bracha bracha tehila that we say this. Shenemar vayivarchu Hashem kvadechem roim akol bracha sila. Hakol bracha bracha tein lo tila. For every bracha they said in the base of Mikdash, they used to give back this type of a tila of saying, "Bracha Hashem alakechem in oilam v'yad oilam." Rashi says, "Bracha Hashem kvodecho v'shara moinim baruch Hashem kvoy machus el olam v'ed shara moinim lahalal ulahoydes." That's what they used to answer. Hakol parim omen they didn't say what? Yeah, the base of Mikdash say that loud, right? Yeah, we're not in the Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, where the Shechina was there, they used to say it there. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding that memo of days. Okay, last Gemara was on top of Chol Kach Loma, Lefi Shein, Einen, Omein, Bamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, they didn't answer Omein after the Bracha. That's why when the Kanim used to duchin, they did not like say three brachas, like three stop with the nomen, but rather they made all the brachas Kanim in one shot. Tana Rabbanim, minayin shein einun omen v'migdash. How do we know after they said a bracha in the base of migdash that they did not just answer omen? Shenem the pasuk says kumu bracha as Hashem alakechem min oilam v'yad oilam. Then when they used to say a bracha in the base of migdash itself, the nuskach of the bracha would always be Baruch was Hashem alakechem min oilam v'yad oilam. They did not just say Baruch Atah Hashem, but rather they had to say like this: O Baruch was Hashem alakechem min oilam v'yad oilam. That's the way they used to make a bracha. Now, uminayin, and how do we know? Shall call bracha bracha tehila, that after every bracha they said in the Beis Hamikdash, there's an inyan to say back tehila. In other words, you don't just say amen, but you have to answer back and say a tehila, say a praise. Shenem the pasuk says, "V'yavaruch Hashem k'vodechem remem akol bracha u'sehila." That we darshin our kol bracha bracha tein lo tehila. After every bracha in the Beis Hamikdash, there's an inyan to say back a tehila. It's not enough just to say amen, but you have to say back a tehila, which is "Baruch Hashem k'vodechem machus elolam v'ed." That's what they used to say. So Tosfos asked the question: if so, the Chura let them also stop after each bracha, after each pasuk. And Berachas Kanim, let them stop, let them answer back, Baruch Hashem Kvod Machus Ad Olam V'Ed. Christ says that they didn't have to do. Then maybe they only answered it right after Hashem's name, but not after the whole Pasuk. Therefore, in the Beis Hamikdash, they did not make a special break after each Pasuk. Therefore, the Kohanim only said it at one shot, all the three Pesukim together. So to Mishnah. Berachas Kohen Gadol Ketzad. On Yom Kippur itself, the Kohen Gadol used to say brachas, we'll soon see. So how were the brachas? How they used to do it? So first it starts off even before the brachas was like this, was chazoin. Rashi says, le'acha shekol savoides hayoyim kara batorek neforesh v'yozol. After the Kohen Gadol finishes avoidah on Yom Kippur, then he used to lay in the Chumash. And he used, after he finished saying the Torah, then he used to say eight brachas, mevorach shemayna brachas, like we'll soon see. But how do they do it in the Beis Hamikdash by the Kohen Gadol? Is Chazan HaKnesses, that's the Shamish, Noitel Sefer Torah v'noist neloi the Rosh HaKnesses. He gave it over to the Rosh, the head of the Knesses. Rosh HaKnesses, noist neloisgan. The Rosh gave it over to the Sagan. He was the second in charge to the Kohen Gadol. He was like prepared, in case there be a psul by the Kohen Gadol, he would take over. V'haskan, noist neloisgan Gadol. And the Skan gave the Sefer Torah over to the Kohen Gadol. Now, the Kohen Gadol, Oymedu Mekabel, he used to stand out to receive the Sefer Torah, the Korah, and he would read these parshas. Achrei Mois, he would read the parsha of Achrei Mois, which speaks about the Seder of Yom Kippurim, and then in the Chumash of the Osor, that's also right next to, that's in the Yikruch of Gimel, right next to it, Rashi's parsha Shor HaKesav HaSmucha, Then the girl was a sefer Torah. They would girdle the Torah. Or manicha bechekor, and he would leave it in his lap. V'yomer, and then bal peh by heart, the Kohen Gadol would say a third parsha. V'yomer, first he would say that yosim mashe kriyasi lefnechem, more than what I just learned, these two parshas I just learned in front of you, cost of kan, you should know it's really in the sefer Torah. Like we'll soon see, the third parsha he learned bal peh. So he wanted to say that people should not think there's something wrong with the Sefer Torah, like it's not inside the Sefer Torah, but rather he's explaining, no, every single thing is in the Sefer Torah. Why doesn't he learn from it? We'll see in the Gemara why not. But then over Esther, Shebechum HaShatikudim, in Bamidbar, Korapeh, the Pasha of Esther also speaks about the Avodah Yom Kippur, that he would say Baalpeh, not from the Sefer Torah itself. We'll see in the Gemara why. That after the Kohen Gadol finished learning these three parshas, Omavorach Olea Shemayna Brachas, he would say at the end eight brachas, Ala Torah, V'Ala Avoida, V'Ala Haladiyya, like we do after we say the Haftarah, we say these brachas, V'Ala Mechila Sovain, V'Ala HaMikdash, a special bracha for the Beis HaMikdash itself, V'Ala Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael, V'Ala Kahanim, V'Ala Yushalayim, each one was a special bracha. And Rashi says, means Asher b'chatono b'shechaisim Melech loichus lech l'masenu l'avnas l'avnas amoy. V'ala migdash mispal ala migdash v'chaisim borcha Asher borcha b'migdash. V'ala Yisrael mispal ala Yisrael v'chaisim borcha borcha b'am Yisrael. Chen ayushlaim. So the Sefer explains why. Then v'shar tefila. Then then Zohar would also the bracha tefila shemeh tefila. Like we'll see in the Gemara exactly what does it mean v'ashar tefila. Now the Gemara explains. All this Mishnah the Gemara will explain. First the Gemara starts off that what the Mishnah says, that used to take the Sefer Torah out, the Chazon HaKnesses would give it over to the Rosh, and the Rosh to the Sagan. So the Chur Shamat Minov, and here we have a proof, that Cholkim Kovu the Talmud B'Mokam Arav, even though all these three people were standing in front of the Kohen Gadol, still there was an Indian, one gave cover to the next one. The Chazon gave cover to the Rosh HaKnesses, he gave him the Sefer Torah. And then the Rosh gave cover to the Sagan. Like otherwise, the Chur, they should have just given the Sefer Torah straight to the Kohen Gadol. How come the Chazon gave it to the Rosh? It's a Raya, you're allowed to give covered or Talmud to someone that's greater than him. He could give respect to him, even though it's in front of the greater person, in front of the Kohen Gadol. So Mar says, no, from here could be there's no proof. I tell you, maybe you're not allowed to. Maybe when you're in front of your Rebbe, one Talmud cannot give respect to another Talmud, even though he's greater than him. It's not covered for the Rebbe. But over here, I'll tell you, Amar Abaya, Kula Mishum Kvayda the Kohen Gadol Hu. Here, this whole thing was a respect to the Kohen Gadol itself. Like we're trying to show how great the Kohen Gadol himself is. Like this, first there's a Chazon, then there's a Rosh, then there's a Sagan, then finally you get to the Kohen Gadol. So it's like showing how great the Kohen Gadol is. That's why one gave it over to the other one. But maybe if it wouldn't be showing the cover to the Kohen Gadol, maybe you wouldn't do like this. So it could be from here, there's no proof. Then it says, Kohen Gadol oimed u'mekavel b'koira. Then the Kohen Gadol stood up, and he accepted the Sefer Torah and he read it. So the Gemara says, oimed mechlal the yoshefu. Mashma, before this, the Kohen Gadol was sitting in the Beis HaMikdash. We learned that ein yeshiva b'yazara, that nobody's allowed to sit down when he's inside the Beis HaMikdash in the Yazara, which has a Kedusha of Machna Shechina. Ela l'malchus Beis David b'vad. Only a Melech David a Melech, and the Malchus Beis David, they're the only ones allowed to sit down in the Yazara. Shenem HaPosik says, Vayovay HaMelech David, Vayosh Lefnei Hashem, that David a Melech came and sat down, Vayena Mi'anoichi. Like Rashi explains, that Lamachus Beis David, Shecholak Lehem HaMokim Kovoid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave special respect to Malchus Beis David, Laharon Shemachus Shleino, to show us that that's the real Malchus. Malchus Beis David, that's the real Malchus, so only for Malchus Beis David are you allowed to sit down. Otherwise, you're not allowed to sit down in the Beis HaMikdash. So how could the Kohen Gadol sit down in the Beis HaMikdash? So Gemara says, could the Yomer Rav Chisda, like Rav Chisda says, later, the Ezra's Noshim, that not that in the Ezra's Noshim is Hochinam here also be Ezra's Noshim. In other words, where did the Kohen Gadol read the Sefer Torah? Not inside the Yazara, the Machna Shechina, but outside in the Ezra's Noshim, which only had Kedusha of Machna Leviya. It didn't have the Kedusha of Machna Shechina yet. So therefore, outside Machna Shechina, the Machna Leviya, there you are allowed to sit down. So in the Ezra's Noshim, that's where the Kohen Gadol was sitting down. Beiden. Veichin Kurimbo, and Meister have a kash on this. It says, Veichin Kurimbo, where did the Kohen Gadol Lane read these pashis? So, be Azara. Tanakhama says he read it in the Azara. And the Avamina is, be Azara means inside the Machna Shechina. So that's the kasha. Mashma the Kohen Gadol was inside the Machna Shechina in the Azara, and even there he was sitting down. And that's the kasha. How could he sit down? Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oymen Baharabayis. No, he didn't say it inside the Azara. He only said it on the Harabayis. Shinam the Pasuk says, Vayitzu Eloi lefnei HaRechayim.